Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say culture in Chinese. We have a very special guest, Nicholas Bergeron. Hi, Nicholas. How are you?
I'm happy to be with you.
你好。Nicholas, I know you are a big advocate in promoting culture exchange, especially I know your exchange program, for example, between the US, UK, Chinese universities. And why did you come up with this idea about culture exchange?
Well, culture really, at least in my mind, is what determines how we function as a society. So culture really defines us maybe more than anything else. And in a world where people communicate and transact and travel between each other, understanding the differences, but also understanding who the different people are that they interact with and travel to is really important. So cultures really make, in my mind at least, who we are.
Yep.
So understanding the roots and understanding the practices of different people really defines their cultures.
Sure. Yes, and we understand that culture is also a very important concept in Chinese tradition. And the way to say culture in Chinese, we say 文化. And you probably know that 文 also means literature, language. 文 is a second sound, and 化, that means transformation. And we can understand and imagine that in ancient China, Chinese ancestors, they actually believe that the way we can convert a language, the symbols, the philosophy and the literature, and transform into the lifestyle, the attitude, and the way people thought, the mentality, is the way to form a culture. So I think it's so interesting what you just said, that culture defines the function in a society. And this is, I believe that's a Western definition, but somehow it's 100% coincide with the Chinese definition as well.
Well, I'm not surprised, because culture and the way you've described it just now, which is language, which is expression of language, through literature, but also the idea of transformation, the idea of change, that is part of what defines the experience of a culture. All of this is really the expression of a society. And the differences in cultures is really what is so interesting, and the reason why we've engaged China, we've engaged Europe, we've engaged the US, because by learning, you know, the way a society functions culturally and where it comes from in terms of its cultural roots, you can really understand the politics, the practices, and fundamentally the difference in values and in the humanity of these different people and cultures.
Yes. And Nicholas, I understand that you have been very active in many countries. Of course, you were born in France, and then you've been around the world, and now you settled in America. But at the same time, I'm also aware that you have been very active, not only for the culture exchange, you've been very active in China, and you've been to China so many times, and you made so many local friends. And in fact, you are very influential in China. So can you tell me what is your observation in this?
Well, as you say, the differences are enormous and frankly fascinating and also quite beautiful. You know, in the West where I grew up, there's true respect, and beyond respect, there's really a thirst to promote the individual and the differences between people. In Eastern cultures, but especially in China, there's respect for the community, for the whole, for the family, that's much greater than in the West. So you see a big difference. And there's a sense in China and the East in general that harmony is very important.
Yes.
And the West is much more interested in change and transformation. In some ways, there's a sense in the West that disharmony leads to progress, as opposed to the Eastern concept that harmony leads to happiness.
Yes, I can see actually the exchange is happening in a rapid speed. As you earlier mentioned that in Chinese culture, there was much deeper philosophical mentality, and then slow is fast, weak is strong, that type of culture. And then we can see that Western world is picking up, and this wisdom, which is actually supposed to be universal. But at the same time, we can also see that in China, they very much wanted to leapfrog, like from technology, manufacturing, economic growth. So they actually picked up quite a lot of Western culture at the same time. So I hope there's a converge going on.
Well, I don't know if there's conversion. I think that, frankly, as you mentioned, China, because of its tradition of harmony, was maybe much stabler for longer, but as a result, really changed less and probably had less progress than the West. And now China really has made an effort to accept change in its own way without necessarily acknowledging that things are changing, but really adapting. And I would think that China has been much better at bringing in Western practices than the opposite. I would say the West is curious about Eastern practices, including Chinese, but really hasn't imported them very much, as opposed to China, which has been able to continue with its own traditions, but really has also incorporated Western practices.
Yes, and I hope the effort, either through your Bergerum Institute or through my little Chinese, we can help the Western world to understand Chinese language and culture much more. And I guess a lot of things you just said, it's actually because of the language barrier. If you look at the 1.3 billion Chinese, more than half of them, they are learning how to speak English, and they are reading English literature. They are reading English information, newspaper, everything. But then the number of people in the world learning Chinese, although, yeah, people argue there may be 100 million of them, but still a fraction of the global population. So maybe we can, by the effort you are making and Chinese, we can help people to understand China much greater with their own judgment and understanding of the culture.
I think you are helping a lot, and you're making it easier and very not only accessible, but you make it interesting. So thank you.
No, thank you. I have to thank you for encouraging us, because as you can understand, in this culture, I was going to ask you, because nowadays in the modern world, people want something fast, instant, and something they can demonstrate the learning outcome. So they want to learn how to code. They want to learn how to do the maths, and they want to play AlphaGo or anything. So they want something instant, something they can show. But it's really difficult to show cultural understanding. And it's not something you can demonstrate and prove through exams. So it's inevitably, we all know how important it is. But I must admit, sometimes I do have frustration. So what is your frustration? Do you have any?
Well, no, I agree. Listen, learning and culture takes time. And the proof of it, you could say that the Chinese culture and the Western culture, in its essence, in its deepest sense, really hasn't changed in 2,000 years. So you can see how difficult it is to, you know, change culture and, frankly, learn culture.
Yep.
So it requires a real effort. It requires time. It requires, you know, putting yourself in the shoes of somebody else. That's never that easy. Now, language, I think, makes a huge difference, because through language, you learn how people think. So I think your way of bringing sort of understanding of cultures between very different civilizations through language, I think, is very powerful, because language really helps understand somebody else is thinking.
Yeah, thank you, Nicholas, for your great comment. I'm really flattered. And I think you are truly the cultural ambassador. In Chinese, we say 文化大使. You are the cultural ambassador across different countries and continents. And your work is so important. So please keep going. And we are all here cheering for you. And thank you for your support.
No, I'm thanking you. So continue and good luck. And I hope people learn and listen.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicholas, for joining us today. We talk about culture, 文化 in Chinese. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Nicholas.
Thank you.